The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Live off the record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today, please feel free to do so. On any of the following numbers, you can call us on 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, 54259, that's 325-54259. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. If you're in the Family Islands, of course, you can always call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Wow. All kinds of stuff in the current today, from sports to chicken to politics, yes, all kinds of things. Happening in the news. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call and speak on whatever you want to speak on. But it's interesting. Let me congratulate our mixed relay team for qualifying for the Olympics in sensational fashion. That's a big achievement. And so I'm sure we'll all be looking forward to their performance. You know, Bahamians, you're all a little spoiled, you know. The Golden Girls spoil you all. The Golden Boys spoil you all. And, you know, you all could get a little spoiled. People go to the Olympics and you think, no, if you don't get a gold, you ain't doing nothing. But get into the Olympics. Aim but 1% or 1% of the population is going to do that. That's a tremendous achievement in and of itself. So Alonzo Russell, Shawnee Miller, and Stephen Gardner, Grand Bahama, and 16-year-old sensation, high school sensation, Shania Adderley, also excelling and being a part of that team that qualified for the Olympics. I have a contact that would love to connect with that young Grand Bahama student. So if you have the contact, let me know, because I think this could be very, very useful and helpful. So if anybody has that contact, please text it to me, and we go from there. But so glad that they've done well. So congratulations to all of them, for their outstanding performances, and all those who have performed and may not have gotten to as high a prize as the Olympics, but who continue to put themselves out there. I used to run the 800 and the 1500 and the marathon mile on the Hawks-like team. And I can tell you, I was no sensational athlete for sure, but just the practice and dedication and commitment to try and even excel in any way, it demands some things of you. So God bless them. We wish them well. The boast is great when it comes to the FNM, the FNM showdown. Dr. Tran say Min is going to lose. Mr. Pintad is confident that he and his team will win. You see, I told you, he ain't coming out there saying, well, I bought this one, spot that one. But they got a team. Not unusual. He said that, I tell you how it works, right? And some people who I've spoken to tell me Min is going to lose. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but boy, some boasting going on over there. So some people have some confidence about the outcome of these elections. And we'll be watching. John Wan will be here sooner than you think. Can you all believe it's already May, and we just started a day celebrating Christmas? We were, and it is May. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of athletes, so Shrimiko Archer of the B3As had to recently, I don't know what to call the statement. He was apologizing for what appeared to be what he described as a gross oversight, sort of something, involving this Bahamian Haitian team that was going to, that performed at these recent track events. And currently, according to his statement, Haiti could not attend to represent itself. So a request was made to have a team represent Haiti that would consist of people living in the Bahamas who were of Haitian descent. And then Shrimiko Archer's statement indicated, were given approval to do so, provided, this was what he indicated, the condition was that they got the approval of the local association, athletic association in Haiti, and that the individuals were in fact Haitian nationals, and a number of other conditions. So they were supposed to represent themselves as a non affiliated team is what Mr. Archer also indicated. But something happened and things didn't quite go as it was supposed to go in terms of was publicly represented. And Mr. Archer indicated that this was not the government's fault. The government had nothing to do with this in any way. He was very firm to say that. But the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture had nothing to do with it. And that they apologized for the offense caused. And Bahamians, I've heard Bahamians commenting on it, you know. My question is, this is my question before I really say anything, right? Is why? Like, what was it about it that bothered you? What was it that bothered you? Was it the mix-up? Like, was there in fact a mix-up Haiti's? Like, let's suppose this had been a Bahamian Canadian team or a Bahamian American team or a Bahamian Jamaican team. Would there have been a difference? And would that difference have been largely because they don't have same degree of contribution to the illegal immigration problem in the Bahamas? Some people are incensed or were incensed. Why? Why exactly? These young athletes, some of Haitian descent, but probably Bahamians too, want to associate with their heritage, like we do when we say we are of African descent. And then you got like African Americans, and when we say the Bahamian, the Bahamas population is 80%. Of African descent and stuff. Like, what is it that offended those of you who were offended? Really, that's my question first. That's an earnest question. What is it that what's offensive about that team? Like really, I want to know. In the competition, you have to be representing a country, right? I mean, I don't know how they work those things out athletically speaking, because if you represent a country, I believe there's some qualifying markers you have to have for representing a country. Like you cannot take a group of Americans, say they are not Bahamian citizens, and then say they now represent the Bahamas. You can't do that in any professional, international certified event. You can't do that, right? You cannot do it. You have to have purely qualified nationals representing the country. Now, people from African countries or from European countries or elsewhere in the world who ought to be on another country's team, they become citizens of that country before that happens, because that's the qualifying mark. So. Even if you put a group of Bahamians and Haitians or Bahamians of Haitian descent or whatever together, they still have to meet the qualifying mark to be representing either Haiti or the Bahamas. In this instance, they're supposed to be representing Haiti. Right? Represent Haiti. And presumably, you're supposed to be that's supposed to be some qualifying markers for that, right? For instance, we have Bahamians who live in the United States of America. They live in the United States of America, live in Canada or elsewhere in the world, but they can play for the Bahamas' team various sports. Why? They're still Bahamians. They're Bahamians. Right? They're Bahamians. They can do it. So you could have a Haitian national legally in the Bahamas or based on Haitian descent legally in the Bahamas who could represent Haiti in competition, just as others do, who represent, what's the guy's name from San Antonio Spurs? Cooney Parker. Cooney Parker lives in Arizona. I believe it's Arizona. That's where he lives. He's lived there for a very long time now. Represents the French team. So I just like, what is it that bothered you? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Yeah, what boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that premium benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Olds were only a part of the pre-show. Track clubs, schools, and countries were a part of it. See, that's even clearer, right? So, like, still, what then was the issue? So someone here says, I think the issue is that there is this constant undercurrent being pushed of the Bahamas and Haiti being one nation or one in the same. And I know it sounds nonsensical, but that is what is slowly happening. I don't know if it is still there, but there was even a point where Wikipedia had the official language of the Bahamas as Creole. People don't want any further confusion. We are two distinct nations with distinct people and language. You know, if that is true, then I could only suggest that the people who believe that or push that, well, the people who believe that are just ignorant. They just don't know. They're just really ignorant. And so, I mean, so don't combine Bahamas, Haiti, nothing. Don't have no Bahamas, Haiti food. Don't have no Bahamas, Haiti. Don't let some music get created and go all over the world and start making millions of dollars for Bahamians and Haitians. Don't do that, because that can make people think we are one nation. One nation. It is possible in the 21st century Bahamas world to mix up Haiti and the Bahamas in the 21st century. It's possible that somebody knows that believes that Haiti is the Bahamas, the Bahamas is Haiti. Okay. I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying. And it does sound nonsensical. You noted, but you know, maybe there are some people who for some reason believe that. Hey, Mr. Lang, hope you can help. I work for government. I'm not entitled to a pay slip. They won't give it to me. We get pay every 2 weeks. So strange. They come back and pay me for 1 week. Now my 2 weeks pay is due. I get no pay. Can you explain this if you can? Thank you. You work for government? Okay. You could only be on either some weekly work program, which as a temp, and that still entitles you to a pay slip if you work for the government. Or you work for local government, and they are treating you in certain kinds of way that still doesn't make sense, because you're still entitled to pay. So now what I would ask you to do for me is text me your job letter. You don't even have to put your name on it. You could scotch that out and whatever. But text me the job letter they gave you when you got hired, wherever you got hired. WhatsApp me the job letter. Take a photo of it, send it to me. Or say, I didn't get a job. If all of this is true, you're being taken advantage of. Whatever political or non-political or, I'm hesitant to even say that you work for the government if this is all true. Because the only way that could happen is if somebody told you to show up to work someplace, somebody political showed you to show up to work someplace. And bam, 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 bam. I would ask you, how do you get paid? Do you get a check? Because you could only get a check from the Treasury. Do you get a check, or do you get money wired to your account, or what? So answer those for me, please, and let me know. Thanks. This text says, sorry, Z, but it sounds mixed up even listening to you explaining it. I would like to hear from the Minister of Sports on this one, because something at this level should have had Ministry of Sports approval. If representing Bahamas, then only Bahamas should have been on banner. One, only if representing Haiti, then only Haiti should have been on the banner, right? So this says, when something is on the up and up, you don't have to twist yourself into pretzel trying to explain it. What national anthem are you going to play, though? Have nothing personal against Haitians. We are all connected. Yeah, I agree. I mean, the issue is, but I'm told this was a pre-sporting something. And again, who created the banner? Who created the banner? Right? I mean, seriously, like, first of all, listen. Let me tell you all something. I'm concerned sometimes. Because sometimes I think that we are being treated as if, y'all know the expression gaslighting, okay? Gaslighting is you see an accident when everybody trying to persuade you, you didn't see an accident. So let's use common sense here. Has been organized. You don't show up to this event and just do what you want. Right? You show up to the event. Right? The people who were representing, in quote, Bahamas Haiti team with the banner. They came there having discussed with whoever what they discussed in terms of what they were doing, these kids. And somebody enabled them to perform pre or post track and field event. These kids didn't just up and decide, hey, we can do this. So, first of all, I don't get the apology. I don't get the apology because what are you apologizing for? You had an event. And this was the event. And you had to have known what was happening and participating in the event. Let me tell y'all something. And if you show up at the sporting event and you ain't in order, it is, no, sir, you can't, no. If you show up with a banner at a sporting event, the banner said Bahamas 80, and nobody stop you. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
It's the line, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, all is well?
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm confused, y'all. Maybe you can... move water, count salad and all the tomato paste and everything, whatever. And the children, it was children, right?
Yeah, these were students. These were young people, yeah.
Yeah, I think they were school kids. So what is the problem? They say that in most school kids, you have Jamaican descent, Haitian descent, all kind of descent. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the argument? I mean, man, like you said, what a gentleman apologizing for. You confused me.
I don't know. I mean, they're apologizing because this banner, we're labeling the team Bahamas Haiti team.
Oh.
Was inappropriate or not. But again, though, my point is, how people see the banner?
I didn't see the banner.
It had to be...
flies, yeah.
Okay, so if it was flying and you have an event, you have officials at an event. Suppose an all-black team that you would say, when you look at them, you say, you know, they look like Bahamians or they look like Haitians or they look like Jamaicans. And the whole team... They showed up where flying from America and Russian flags. You're ending somebody yourself and go, now wait, just 1 minute here.
They will stop you, yeah. The organizers will stop you.
If these kids were flying a banner and no one stopped them, do you think somebody was shocked and surprised they were there? Has that?
Like I said, I'm so confused because you're right. You're right, you know. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, bro.
Yeah, you're right. So what the gentleman, you're apologizing for that, the battle, or you're apologizing they make a move with this here?
No, he's apologizing that the team's banner represented country of Haiti, Bahamas, when in fact he said they were supposed to have participated as non-affiliated.
I get it, but I as a taxpayer's voter, right, I also like to have an apology for the Minister of Youth. He had the event, would you say?
No, but the B3As said that this had nothing to do with the government and nothing to do with the Ministry of Sports. Nothing to do. These athletic events are not. Let me tell you something. I was minister responsible for sports.
Yeah.
I went to the International Amateur Athletics Association Championships where our Golden Girls won the gold. And when you go to those, try compared to the president, the Bahamas president of the Olympics Association, you ain't, that's their event.
Let me ask
you. You're not supposed to mix up sports and politics.
Let me ask you this question and ask the former minister, the experienced former minister, who should apologize?
No, but the B3A should apologize if something untoward happened, and that's what happened. Romico Archidos released a statement.
But he was B3A, he's not the president of B3A.
I don't, right. I don't know. I know the statement.
He's not the president. The president issued a statement, and they are the main organizers. And
it doesn't matter if the president personally does so. If the organization releases a statement, then that's what is required.
What Parker in all due respect, Parker is not comfortable with that. As a citizen, I would also like to hear, and I'm sure people who think like me, would like to hear the from the president, the organizers. He's ahead.
Okay, yeah, I got you, brother.
Right, so we'll go to the next point. I don't know if you want to get into the politics thing.
What about it?
Okay, that's good. Michael Pentad and Maya Guru would be the more favorable. People don't forget I call it the drama.
By the way, Pumpkin Eater, Tramico was elected president of the B3As, okay?
Right, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. So he should take the responsibility. But now getting down to politics, I would support Michael Pentad. People don't forget Mr. Minnis, the lockdown, the man who's arrested in charge. Don't forget that. I could understand why we might be doing it, but at the same time, you let the woman in with the dog. At the same time, you had Albany had the. So it's posted in the newspaper, Mr. Lange, it's in the newspaper clip I'm looking at. Bimini, there's a wedding going on. All of that. You hear me?
I'm listening to you.
People don't forget that, so. I would urge the out for them. They'll go with the best choice right now. I watched Mr. Pentad's performance in Parliament. He's a good watchdog for the people's business. I will go with him. Dr. Minnis said it's a people time next time for the poor people. Not enough at all. So his, the effort need fresh blood, fresh leadership. Fresh vision.
I got you.
Have a good day, man.
You too, my brother. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break. Pay our respects to our great sponsors. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, the host.
Take a stand. Everybody.
The car?
I ain't Marsh the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone. Pull up the Royal Star Assurance app and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Elaine, yeah, with
what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, but how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance?
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still got to pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that criminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right. Simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage, committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We're talking a little bit about this, about the Haiti Bahamas team that participated in this recent relay invitational. And controversy, as some people say, controversy around that. It's Texas. Plus, they would have to use a neutral flag or the United Nations flag. I think they tried to sneak it by because it was junior segment of the program. They tried to sneak it by. Who's the they? Who's the they that tried to sneak it by? Who, tell me who that is. So whoever is responsible should be fired ASAP, in my opinion. This was not a local high school meet. You must have proper credentials. High school kids, Haiti, Bahamas, that put Haiti first. So that would bug you. If they'd have put the Bahamas first, it would have been okay. So there was no banner. This was the main monitor at the stadium. I got you. I forgot to mention that. So the monitor of the results would have been produced by who? Who produced and monitored the results? The event organizer, the input. See, stuff that shows up on a computer, on a screen like that, don't just show up. Somebody inputted that. Now, who you think input that? And whoever inputted that, do so with instructions, right? And you got a name? Haiti, Bahamas, all stuff. You think somebody that just like fly up? Said Archer should be removed forthwith, in my opinion. Just transfer him to a different area. You mean a different area from being the president of the B3As? That's a transfer. Says listening to Mr. Lang, Global 96.9 FM feed, great commentary, fair and balanced, continued blessings and excellence. So thank you very much. Says this issue, Haitian thing, was addressed, as you know, in a letter from the B3A Archer. Yes, indeed. So the high school event was a welcome addition. I will write. No sports with politics with Tramico, president. Yeah, okay. So Pumpkin Eater throws things out there for your response. You do not have to bite all the time. Your experience and demeanor supersedes. It's just my two cents and no sell. Well, but he comments. He's a person. He comments. What do you mean I don't have to comment? It's a radio program. I'm a talk show host. You know? You sometimes you comment. About many times you comment because it's a dialogue, you know? I don't. What did Pumpkin Eater say that I responded to so significantly anyways, though? Really, there was some? Because I don't remember. Uh,
This text says the issue might be this. If they were representing Haiti, then the Haiti flag should have been used. However, I think in it's much ado about nothing. I agree with you 100%. I think they have a Haitian Bahamas Bahamian flag. I think they only identified the team as the Haitian Bahamian All-Stars because they all live in the Bahamas. They all live in the Bahamas, but the folk had Haitian descent. So what flag were they going to use? Now, the problem is, if they were supposed to be representing Haiti, then they would use the Haitian flag. But according to Archer, they were supposed to have been unaffiliated. That clearly did not happen. Well, I can't even say that. You can't even blame the team for putting the title on the monitor, you know. Even if they went to the folk and say, "Hi, we're the Haiti Bahamas All-Star team," then the officials who are going to input this information say, well, what Haiti Bahamas All-Star team? We don't have any such thing, you know. But if they allowed it, God bless them children, carry on. Carry right on. If a group of people of Haitian descent went around waving the Bahamian flag, y'all would really be offended? For real? Seriously? Okay. All right. Let's read some of these texts here. I think the issue is that there is, oh, sorry. So, hi, Mr. Lang. The Haitian Bahamian team name was reflected on big screens, which shows the team's name prior to each race starting. So, IT/media would have had to put that notification on the screen. Exactly. I agree. So, hi, Mr. Lang. Why? If these persons were Haitians, they could have performed under the UN flag and maintained their independence. Why join up with the Bahamians? Wow. Wow. Answer me yet. If they were Americans, would it matter? Would that matter? Canadians? Would that matter? British? Would that matter? I just want to know. Because it was only because it was Haitian. So, Mr. Lang, I cannot fathom the thoughts of mixing Haiti and the Bahamas together for sports reasons. Why? My question is, who woke up with this flag? So, as D'Amico Archer said, it is no far-fetched. It's not far-fetched. Haiti was invited to send a team to represent themselves at the invitation. They could not. So, the idea came to have Haitian nationals, people of Haitian descent in the Bahamas, represent. They put it to B3As. They said yes, but these are the conditions. And that was that. What was so far? Seriously? Putting Haitian and Bahamian together is so unfathomably thinkable. Do you know Haiti is in CARICOM with the Bahamas and Jamaica and Barbados and everybody else? Seriously? In the 21st century, God loving Bahamas. That's unfathomable. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our break for news. We'll be back after the news break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big.
That's right. Simply pay your bill, and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Do we still have a call on the line? No, sorry about that. Please feel free to call back. This text says, did the team participate with the banner? No, there was no banner. There was no banner. Yes, the banner was the monitor reflecting the name of the team as Haiti Bahamas All-Star Team. So there was no banner. Okay? This text says, Mr. Lang, would you please pull the Guardian Radio talk show host who appears just before your show daily? Please pull him aside and either teach him to intelligently assess Bahamian politics or be more humble in his assessment of Bahamian politicians, particularly FNM politicians, as he talks much unsubstantiated nonsense daily, as though he is some expert in Bahamian, in particular FNM politics. Well, you just send your message out. So there you go. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, Mr. Lang, good afternoon. Yeah, I was already. Hey. Yeah, but Mr. Lang, what I wanted to know, right? Mm-hmm. Was the pregame a part of the World Relays team contract?
I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I when somebody said that this is going out there internationally, the game started at 7 o'clock, right? These games, I think, was put together. I'm just speculating by the B3A, just as a filler, right? Just to fill in that gap. So I don't.
Right.
I don't think this was a part of the World Athletics broadcast, because their broadcast didn't start until 7 o'clock, and you only could get it on ZNS on all these other things like that. And
you might well be right. You might well be right. I don't.
No, but
they said it was only a pre-track event.
Yeah, so, to me, I just thought like, okay, they were trying to just get it because Guyana, right. Some other Caribbean countries were in there, you know, and Do you think that there are Bahamians or whoever they call themselves in more than one passport in this country?
Yes, there are, but you can hold more than one passport. You know, you can hold dual citizenship in the Bahamas, you know.
So what do these people call themselves?
Well, what do you mean, these people? These are young people. These are children.
I'm talking about the persons who have more than two passports. Are they Bahamians?
Well, no. No, you can be both. In the Bahamas, if you come by your citizenship of another country, not of your own choosing, but by virtue of perhaps, I'm just saying, by virtue of the fact that your parents conferred it on you because of their status in the country, you can maintain that. So what that means is you're a Bahamian and you're an American.
But
that's what it means.
But this is what I'm saying about these so-called Haitians, Bahamians, but some people who say they die. Can you be American and Bahamian at the same time?
Yes, you. I just explained that. Yes,
right.
You can be.
That's what I'm saying.
I see. Oh, I see. You're saying it facetiously.
Right. Yeah.
People, of course you can.
Right. We know that there are people who have three and four passports, which I don't agree with. Because I don't think all of us are supposed to be equal. All of us should have one passport under the law, because you're saying that you're more equal to me, that if a push comes to shove because of your status,
because of whatever your parents,
you have two and I got one, that shouldn't be right.
No. I'm hearing you, but
yeah.
I keep hearing you say something that I want to dispel, though.
Right. Go ahead.
If my child was born in the United States of America by virtue of their law, that child is an American.
Right.
Right? If my child, but my child is also a Bahamian, though.
I
have a child that has both citizenship, by the
way. But
if that child holds both passports, that's not a problem.
It's a problem. I see it as a problem because people who are affluent, You are giving somebody the advantage, but we know people go there to say that I want my child.
No, citizenship.
Hold on, man.
Stop. A minute. Okay, now we could discuss what your personal issue is, but I'm saying to you that the Bahamian law permits in certain circumstances for dual citizenship. The law does. So you could say you've given an advantage to. The law does.
And I have to, because I thought you would have to renounce one of your citizenships.
No, you do not in every circumstance. You do. That's what I'm saying. If you come by a citizenship, not of your own choosing. The law makes provision for that. You know why? Because I could inherit a citizenship by virtue of no choice of mine.
Yeah, but we also know that, Mr. Lang, that law, and I have to do some more research, because to me, it seems that you are giving some individuals, because some people will use that law for the benefit of themselves.
I will go away to the United States, have my child as an American citizen, and then come back, and then I want my child to be a Bahamian. You know why you say that? You say that because all you do is look at one side of the balance sheet. Yes, a child born in America may get the privileges of being in America, like going to school at a less expense, etc.
Right.
But that child is also subject to U.S. drafting during war.
Yeah,
subject to U.S. taxation, no matter where they live.
Yeah, but how many of them really are drafted into the army like that?
How many of them get the benefit? I know Bahamians in America like that to live. I know them.
But I know some who have, so you know, like it's 50,
so,
you know
so,
some who have,
so
and I know
what,
you sound jealous, man.
I'm
not jealous. I am proud to be Bahamian. I am proud to be Bahamian. I don't want to be nothing, but I have some Turks that have gotten me.
You're jealous that they get to be Bahamian.
I am proud of who I am. I'm not responsible for how I came into the world, nor is any other.
And they are not either, and so they are proud of who they are.
But
why they can't be like you?
And the parents, because see, the parents would have made the choice to have their child in a particular area. Okay.
Because of
their particular status, they can choose. How does that hurt you?
No, it doesn't hurt me.
But what is saying? This is my thing. Under the Constitution, okay, that is the only place where I feel privileged. under the Constitution. It shouldn't be
I can have
3 passports, and I cannot afford it, I can only have 1. Okay, I can't afford to go
I could have a 5-bedroom house as a Bahamian, and you can't afford it. So what?
But I can aspire to, right? But you already have an advantage over me. I should be able to have the same privilege. I mean, I do have the same privilege, but I may not be in the economical position.
You could aspire to have multiple citizenship. Who's stopping you from doing that?
I would have to buy them.
You don't have to buy nothing. That's not true.
How I can get it?
Well, you tell me. You could aspire.
Raymond said aspire. He was in the States, and they told him if he wanted to be a U.S. citizen, he had to give up his Bahamian citizenship. That's what Bahamian
said,
but that's
to be a U.S. citizen. You could.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying, getting back on the I think that I really didn't see, because I said, you know, it was a pregame thing. It was just something
right.
to entertain the people, to keep them, you know, and like he said, an invitation was sent out. Haiti could not represent itself. So they said, okay, you know, if you have some Haitian heritage or whatever it is, you know, we'll put together something. Maybe the naming of it was wrong or whatever. But I don't know what we got bigger things, man. Somebody just got killed the other day, this morning. Man, why this lousy government don't go be like Turks and Caicos and put 20 years on the possession of just bullets? You know, people getting killed every day, and this would be worrying about? Man, we got bigger fish to fry, man. Come on.
I agree with you 100%,
things,
brother.
Man. Have a good day, buddy.
I agree with you 100%. This text says the pre-games were for entertainment. That's what I understood it to be. This says, great show as usual. If the name of the team was American Bahamian Team, would be people react the same way? So, boy, I tell you, people have a serious thing against Haitians. It's like that could be the worst title bestowed upon an individual. For some people, that seems like. So, good day, Mr. Lang. Did those people have a problem with Eric Gordon was on the Bahamas Olympic qualifying team? Eric Gordon. Who's Eric Gordon? I don't know why. Apparently not. Nobody mentioned it. So good afternoon, Zhivago. My brother and I have a Bahamian mother and Barbadian father. My best friend had the same family dynamics. We represented the Bahamas for many years in our sport, with me as captain for 12 years, and not once have we done so as Bahamians or Bahamian Bahamians. We did so as Bahamians. I'm confident we are just as proud of our Bahamian heritage as those Bahamians of Haiti descent are proud of their heritage. But what was done on the weekend, in my view, was ill-advised. Okay, well said. Okay. This text says, my daughter was born in the U.S., but her father and myself are born Bahamians. All right. Yeah, that's my point. I don't know why people should have a problem with that. My God, I mean, my goodness. You have a privilege of affiliation with some place, and a privilege of affiliation here, and that's a problem? So Mr. Lang, please check to see if maybe you misread Mr. Archer's statement. My understanding is that the team was to represent Haiti if they met the criteria set. Otherwise, they could participate as unattached team. Did you listen to my show? Because that's what I said. I said Mr. Archer said that the team was going to be allowed if they met certain criteria, among which, and I mentioned that, they had to do X, Y, and Z, and that if they did not do so, one of the things was, I said this, they had to get permission from the Haitian Athletic Association, and all of the persons had to be of Haitian descent. And then they said, if they didn't meet all the other, those criteria, they had to perform as understanding. I said that. So I don't need to reread anything. Say, good day, Mr. Lang. Let's not put a blind eye on our situation. We know we have many students of Haitian descent in our schools.
now unable to represent Haiti or the Bahamas because of their status. So if some of these students were given the opportunity to participate in such an event, we should applaud the association for allowing them to expose their talent. Let's not put blind eye on the situation. Why would my eyes, whose eyes are blind? Me, I don't have a problem at all with what occurred. Because frankly, whatever occurred was allowed by those who could allow it. And if they allowed it, so be it. Now why they apologizing now? I didn't quite get what the apology was about. I didn't quite get it. See, the internet portion live stream was cut off at 7 p.m. to local audiences. The other television affiliates worldwide were brought who was present in the stadium. Okay. Anyway, I hope maybe some good will come from the exposure to these talented kids. So we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. Hi, we have a call on the line. Oh, okay. Texas, Mr. Lang, the caller is correct. I was in Jamaica and was watching it on ZNS on my phone, and the games did not air on Jamaica channel until 7:15. Thank you very much. There you go. So if the world didn't see the monitor, that's okay. As long as the world don't see it, that's okay. Well, you know, but if showing here in the Bahamas, it ain't a problem, I don't think. Again, it's not a problem for me because the organization permitted it. And these kids, let me think about that. All of a sudden you're embroiled in this controversy. Why? Because you, my brother and sister, you're of Asian descent. You are affiliated with Haiti. That's a no-no. What a time in the world, as some would say. What a time. What a time. I don't know if y'all saw the news report by Mr. Rupert Roberts, where he's saying that the bird flu pandemic in the United States may wipe out chicken and turkey from shelves by the end of the summer. You're a turkey? Now, I don't know if that means like you can't get it, it'll do the same thing for elsewhere in the world. But Mr. Roberts is saying, I see the bird flu and something else is going to not start a chicken shortage. Listen to what he says. But it is going to wipe out chicken and turkey. Our suppliers have not said anything about that, but that's what they are expecting in the world. That there's going to be no supply of chickens and turkey. Wow. Imagine that. So I used to be in the chicken business, right? I actually supplied hotels and restaurants and food stores and the like with chicken. And one of the things I used to say, first of all, what would happen is the Bahamas has a policy, an agriculture policy, where the purchase of, say, turkey, and say chicken as an example, would have to be bought locally. This is just a policy, it was not law. And before you could get a permit to import chicken, you would have to demonstrate this purchase of 30%. The intention of it was good and wonderful, meaning that you could at least have 30% of a market of almost, say, $100 million annual spend on chicken available for local agricultural producers. The policy was clear. The enforcement was horrible in many instances, so that sometimes what a buyer would do is buy a couple of cases, few cases of if you're a local farmer, you ain't gonna survive selling nobody legs. Legs are the most inexpensive part of the chicken, but not these days as much, but still, it's the most inexpensive part of chicken. And then they'd go and order container loads of chicken from elsewhere in the world, Brazil, Panama, and them. Right? So it's without the enforcement of the policy, it really was challenging to survive in the industry. And anybody who would go into it would only have gone into it because the government has this policy. And it's a sensible policy to this extent. This is what I used to say to the suppliers. And I should give them an example. So a hotel would run out of chicken on the weekend. And then they would call me out of my home with my family on a Sunday and say, "Aren't we out of chicken? We need some chicken for Monday." And I would say to them, I said, "Okay, so my chicken could serve your tourist, your guests, but on them other days for the rest of the month, they can't do so because you can buy them from Panama or whatever." And this was all about for them pricing, right? So I used to say to them, I said, "Listen, why don't you see the poultry business in the Bahamas? Myself, Abaco, Big Bird, and Doors. See us as that level of security in the event something happens. But we cannot be that security if we don't have that consistent amount of sales that we need." There was one supplier of chicken in the Bahamas who, I ask anybody, was found to have been importing millions of dollars of chicken and have been doing it without a permit. And it was discovered because of my advocacy with the Prime Minister then, Mr. Christie, about what they were doing to local. There's no real regard for how the local farming industry, and it is going to be a slightly higher price because they don't have the scale to bring the cost down. They could bring the cost down some more if they had more sales. But they're not going to be at the cost of a Brazil, which could produce millions and millions and tens of millions of units of something when compared to the Bahamas, right? But you're only paying that higher cost, that premium, on say 30%, and that's a stretch, on 30% of your supply. The rest of your supply, you know you could buy cheaper and you're making plenty money on it. But oh no, they don't think like that, man. That's not the way they go. So you don't do nothing. And if Mr. Roberts is right, you'll be out of luck for chicken and turkey because very limited. God knows I tried. Still trying. But it is as it is. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back to this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. Call /empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breezes Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at Bahamas or Michael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Phone. What you mean he take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
You don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
Who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. This text says, hello, Brother Lang. That was an international sporting event, and the athletes were foolish to be called the Haitian/Bahamian team in the race. So if there was not a government declaration for such, then that would be known. We have not signed any law to support this action. So Bahamians, please pay attention now. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, this has nothing to do with it being an international sporting event. They were not in the event. They didn't compete in the event. They weren't going to get a prize for the event. This was a pre-show something. The government didn't have to make any declarations. When it comes to sporting events, the government these like PCA events and stuff like that. That ain't the government business. That's not the government's business. That's the P3As and them. That's their business. Right? They come under some courtesy relationship with these sporting organizations, but they are not controlled by the government. Tech says, I think both your parents have to be Bahamians and you were born in a foreign country that allows you to claim citizenship based on birth. Then you can have two passports as a Bahamian, but a child born in the Bahamas to Haitian parents can be either Haitian, Bahamian, or not both. Yeah, we're not talking about whether a child is born to Haitian parents. It doesn't matter whether it's Haitian, Bahamian, Americans, British. The laws of the Bahamas permit, under certain circumstances, for you to have citizenship both places. Doesn't matter if you're Haitian. Hey, putting Haiti in there matters, doesn't make it any different. Right? So let's be clear on that. Whatever rule applies to Haiti applies to America, to Canada, to Switzerland, etc. It's not a Haitian specific thing. So just to make the point clear. So let me replace your word Haitian with another word, and it'll be the same thing. But a child born in the Bahamas to American, Canadian, Swiss parents can be either American, Canadian, Swiss, or Bahamian, not both. That's how it should read. And you should put foreign country, not Haiti. They should. It's a hello, we are talking Haitians. Please address it directly, sir. We are talking Haiti. Okay. Zelang, I'm surprised you're a former basketballer and you are not familiar with Eric Gordon, who now plays for LA Clippers. His mom is Bahamian. He is related to Neville Wisdom. Okay. Yeah, I'm me and basketball following ain't as close. I'm sorry. I heard the name, but I didn't know the affiliation, but thank you for helping me. Oh, this, so she insert my ammo. You got to get it to me. I don't see it. I don't see it there. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you sitting in the hot seat today, man.
Am I really? Every day we talk about Haitian is a hot seat, right?
Yeah, but hold on. But you know, Mr. Lang, with me, it what bothers me is, but we should. I'm upset because we should be preaching integration.
Not, right.
Yeah, we don't need more schisms. And so for me, right? This, I mean, I listen to you, right? But you have. To, I mean, you got to bear in mind all of the other scenarios as far as the Haitian Bahamian, so they call themselves, right? All of the other narratives that they've been passing and doing, all of the invisible things on social media, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like a hot button issue because they have made it so. So then we should be trying to integrate and fuse together for a positive means, like how it was in the 50s, 60s, to breed hate and schisms, as you so see.
Who made it so? You said they made it so. Who's the they? Are they the Bahamians, the Haitians? Who are they?
It can be both of us, but it's mostly them because we show them love, Mr. Lang. So what I'm saying is, we saw the video from Abaco. We saw the more of us than them, the Colombian necktie, the burning of the flag, all of these things that downplayed.
But hold on. When I was in primary school at Lewis Yard Primary School, that would have been over 45 years ago. Bahamians were insulting each other by calling each other Haitians.
I mean, to be honest with you, right? I mean, I grew up in inner city and I diverse. But we never used to do that in the Grove. I mean, everybody could tell you because I got Asian friends, okay. Some from New York, and some live in LA, like the people were saying. So is this something different coming up that you and I can't identify with the hate comments? We have to recognize it.
Bro, with greatest respect to you, my friend. Greatest respect. Seriously, do it?
No.
You may not have done that where you live, but all across the Bahamas.
Yes, yeah, many, I know. You know, I hear people saying it, Mr. Lang. I hear them, you know, we call people that.
Okay.
But I mean, I say it with me personally because, I mean, I just saying how we grew up in the Grove. Because, I mean, I have witnesses that attest to these things, man. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't lie and say I haven't heard people with...
No, I'm not saying you're lying, you know.
They do say that. And we didn't grow up in that era. But what I'm saying is English. Then that's evident of something. But we should be trying to integrate the children, not trying to create a parallel society within our society. And then downplaying the repercussions of such schisms when we see the world is moving away from nationalism and trying to get rid of sovereignty and nation states, Mr. Lang. This is an agenda
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You ever listen to Arnold Schwarzenegger speak?
Yeah, I am.
Is it clear?
It's kind of cloggy sometimes. Yeah, he speaks kind of cloggy,
and he was a governor of California.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, but what I mean is corruption is killing us, man. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm not one of those naive, silly behemoths who would say all Haitians have to go back. You know, but that's not because the thing is, like I said, Mr. Lang, you know, with our age, we know that we grew up with a lot of Haitian behemoths, and a lot of people in the 60s, 70s would know that. But we must be careful. Are we, as behemoths, you know, what I hate, Mr. Lang, are we to just sit back and allow what is to happen? Whether it be the Haitians or any other demographic.
But what can't about it other than speak as you speak now? What you could do? Have a riot?
Well,
what you can do?
Maybe take over foreign affairs. Because
office?
We can't live in fear. But Mr. Lang, what I'm looking at, some of the people passing up now just don't have any children, you know. They don't have anything at stake, Mr. Lang. They don't have any horses in the race. They have lived a meaningless existence besides just living up the treasury. But, you know, I'll just hang up and let you listen. But I mean, Mr. Lang, we can't just let it live like a runaway train, like it doesn't have any repercussions.
I just want you to tell me what you could do.
We could solve the problem. We could just have people who really care about the country and do what they have to do enforce the laws and do what they have to do, Mr. Lang.
That's a good idea.
That's what we need to do.
Good.
And that's what they need. That's what they have AI system. We look at justice of the peace. We look at all these people who take our systems for joke. Firstly, Mr. Lang, I stopped them from changing their names into our surnames because they have the money to do so. Bless up.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. Look at that whole system. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. This text says, my neighbor growing some chicken in their yard. Sorry to say I have my eyes on them. Oh, something. I'm glad you ain't my neighbor. This text says, Mr. Lang, and we feel it is still not our responsibility to send paramilitary people to help bring calm to Haiti. What exactly is our contribution to the solution? Man, we're calling these shows and then you all know what time it is. This says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. I'm black. As a black man, chicken is what we addicted to. I know people who kick a cigarette out of it, but yeah, kick it. Oh boy. You tell you, it'd be interesting in the bombs to see what happens if you know chicken selling now. That'd be interesting. This text says, so do you think that Bahamians have changed our original social disdain for Haitians to acceptance? At Straw Market, you have to look at. They down there claiming Creole is our second language and carrying on bad. The question is, have Bahamians changed their disdain, social disdain for Haitians? As a general rule, I cannot say on it. And then at the Straw Market, let me tell you something. You know how all those Haitians get at the Straw Market? That's the Bahamians who used to have those straw boots. You couldn't have a straw boot in this country if you didn't get it through political means. If I lie in somebody or death say, Mr. Lang, you are lying. You know what it was to have a straw boot? You ought to have been a connected, really adored, admired somebody within the context of political parties, especially up on a strategic one, to be on one of them Bay Street, and if you're in Freeport at a certain place and what have you, I asked. We are at the hookup then, let's put it like that. And lots of people got an opportunity. I'm not saying, but they were Bahamians. You know how the Haitians got involved? Because first of all, some of them started working for the Bahamians. So the Bahamians who owned the shops didn't hire the Haitians. The Bahamians, they hired Haitians. My mother was a straw vendor. All the people who worked with her were Bahamians. All. But that's not true for everybody. And then, eventually, if you see a Haitian inside the straw market, they probably either working for Bahamians or they have an arrangement, just like people have arrangements with taxi plates. The people own the taxi plates or people have the the license for the taxi plate, but they subleasing the plate out just like that. People sublease out their boots, straw boots. She got them, don't so claim in Creole. Yeah, well, if I'm of Haitian descent, I live in the Bahamas, and I have a boot there in the straw market. I am dual language. I speak Creole and Bahamian. What's the problem? You know how many Bahamian, you know how many children you can listen to? They talk like you, me, and everybody else, but they are of Haitian descent and probably without status. But if they kick into their Creole, they can speak both. They can talk just like any Bahamian because they've been here all their life. Say, good day, Mr. Lang. What is the cost to start up a chicken farm? Also, there's two parts, egg and then meat. Yeah. Well, I was in the meat business and huge commercial facility with my partners. And so it could be expensive. But if you want to do a little small operation, like, you know, it could cost you some thousands of dollars. But that one, you know, I know thousands of dollars. I can assure you that. In the egg business, same thing. It can be hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on scale you want to operate at. This text says, pardon, I, 52 said the right word, integration. You have Haitians calling other Haitians. Yeah. That's true. You have Haitians who tell you stop the Haitians from coming. That's true. Say English should be required to be a Bahamian. Absolutely. 100% agree. That to be a Bahamian, you should be able to speak a certain level of English. Certainly, you should know all our symbols. You should have a certain knowledge about the Bahamas, etc. And of course, to be Bahamian, you have to meet the qualifications under the law. Say, good day, Mr. Lang. Why do you talk about the immigration issue? And yes, it is an issue. If it makes you so upset when Bahamians express their opinion about it, you are too biased when it comes to it has been as low as you could get it. I'm not upset at all. I'm as passionate about what I believe as you are right now, passionate about what you believe. And if I'm too biased, you don't think you biased? And so your being too biased is special. Because you're special. You're not, Chicago Lang is not special to be biased. You are too special to be biased your way. Y'all better stop talking stupidness and stuff and start understanding that in this day and age, there are many Bahamians who have intelligence enough to talk to you about things and don't listen to some of the nonsense y'all say, right? I have no bias about anything one way or the other. My bias is for the law. If you are a person traveling to the Bahamas, you should come by virtue of the law. If you come illegally and they catch you, they should prosecute you and do whatever the law says in terms of prosecuting you. What does that have to do with anything? What I am passionate about is no one has a right to hate another human being, whether they are Haitian, Russian, American, Jamaican, Asian, or British, etc. No one has a right to get my passions aroused. Yeah, you talk stupidness that way, and you would hear from me for certain. Don't tell me, you can't tell me what to do if I am seeking to do what I believe to be right. Right? So what bias are you talking about? And if somebody gives me an opinion that I find offensive, you're going to hear from me. What's the problem? What's the problem? Am I different than you? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening. This is live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we wrap up the show. We'll be back after this break.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
They can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov. bahamas.bs.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reikin Script Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's grounds ignite with Bahamian talent featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you continue to be well. And if in these last moments you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If Tech says one last thing, Shivago, as a Bahamian of Bajan heritage, my brother, best friend, and I have suffered the same racism as Bahamians of Haitian heritage suffer. The truth is, innumerable Bahamians suffer from foreignophobia. Just listen to the disdain with which the Bahamian potcake says the word foreigner, scathing. See, I don't live under any delusions, okay? I don't know Bahamians to be foreign-hating people, but certain classes of people, and for certain classes of people, there is a particular sharpness to their disdain, okay? And it's contextual in some instances, for sure. So, for instance, for the Haitian, it's contextual to the large numbers of illegals that have come to the country over the years. It's contextual to in many instances, the substandard conditions to which they have found themselves living in certain parts of the Bahamas and over time. So there's context to it. For the Jamaicans, it used to be, I only telling you what they say, oh, these Jamaican people come to take your job or come to take your man or something like that. Or, you know, so it depends on the context. The Bahamians have problems with Americans when it has to do with some power or might America might display, et cetera, et cetera. They've played a big part in our lives, and so we don't know no Bahamians be foreign hating. Boy, when you say they have a problem with a group of people like they have with Haitians, some Bahamians can be absolutely awful. And then we'll go out, write these shows, and think people like me should sympathize with their awfulness. Talk about how, why do I get upset? I get upset with anybody hating on any group of people. You hating on Bahamians, I get upset with you. You hating on Haitians, I get upset with you. Hating on Americans, I get upset with you, because it's nonsense. It's ignorant. And it's evil and wicked. That's what I'm saying. And some of it, people ain't hate. Just because you criticize Haitians and criticize the illegal Haitian situation, I do not believe you to be a Haitian, a hater of Haitian people. I do not believe that. It's nonsense. And I do not believe you to be wrong, to be incensed about the numbers of illegal Haitians that come. I do not. But I'll be doggone to sit here and pretend with no emotion to allow people to call this show talking nonsense that demeans any of God's grouping of people like that. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You'll not get it from me, and you'll not get comfort on this show. So if it bothers you, whenever you hear me talking about Asians, please, you have my permission to turn your radio off, listen to another station about my opposition to people disparaging the group of people. And many people text these shows, call these shows. They're not doing that. They're not disparaging Haitians. They're criticizing the situation. They're commenting on the situation. And they have every right to do so. Whether they do so passionately or dispassionately, it doesn't matter. So it is not them about whom I speak and to whom I respond as passionately as I do. And by this time, you have to know. You have to know. You are not going to curb my enthusiasm for doing this kind of thing that I believe to be right, like writing and texting me about why you just get so upset. You must be reading the wrong book. All right. Anyways, my hope and prayer is that those young people who participated under a banner that obviously will not be scarred by the controversy, they will understand it. They will understand why people may be concerned or offended. And that going forward, their talents, they will allow to lead the way for them. And understand that sometimes your talents get caught in politics of a time, but you have to stay focused on your mission and let your talent make room for you. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God bless you. He spares our lives. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good evening.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.